The Burt Show. Spotlight on Burt.
I did get caught one time. I was reading The Notebook and Stacy came home and I was on like the last chapter. I'm sitting out there on my patio bawling my eyes out and she walks in and then I just kind of hid the book in a Maxim magazine.
It's Burt, Kristen, and Jeff on The Burt Show.
All right, we've got the starter list of the girliest things that guys do. My guess is there will be no shortage of calls from women wanting to narc on their dudes. We'll do that coming up after the entertainment bus.
Now, the entertainment buzz. Here's Kristen on The Burt Show.
It looks like the story yesterday about Kim and Kanye not having a prenup was not true. Was not true.
Somebody messed with your stuff and didn't turn it back.
It's all right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We want prenup. Where's my damn croissant prenup? I put a croissant in my prenup.
To business owners.
Oh, hi, business owners. How are you doing?
Go ahead with the story.
It's all good. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have agreed they're going to keep their assets separate by drawing up a prenup before they tie the knot. And it might not be Kanye West, even though he is worth more money. Mm-hmm. It could be Kim Kardashian because her dad, her late father, attorney Robert Kardashian, always told her over and over again about the necessity of having clear contracts when it came to money.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. You guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you bring money into the relationship. If you're talking about that much money.
We're talking about Kim's wealth is valued at $40 million. Kanye's is valued at $90 million. That's the kind of money we're talking about.
And I know the romantic notion here is, no, we're going to be with each other for the rest of our lives. That's why I believe, you guys might not believe this, that's why you got to have somebody from the outside going, I understand that, but let's take a look at the business part of it right now. When you're talking about $100 million and $40 million, you better get someone in there that can look at it objectively.
And that's exactly what they're going to do.
We want prenup. We want prenup.
Yeah.
We're about 2 weeks away from the release of Lady Gaga's new album, Art Pop. And Lady Gaga.
Hold on 1 second. I got a question to ask. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Is there anybody listening right now that was all set to get married and one person in the relationship suggested a prenup?
We want prenup.
And the relationship broke up. You didn't get married.
Oh, you called off the engagement, the wedding, all of it?
Called off the engagement, the wedding, the whole thing, just because the prenup was suggested. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
So we're about 2 weeks away from the release of Lady Gaga's new album, Art Pop. And Lady Gaga is in full Lady Gaga effect. Some of the outfits she's been wearing lately might even trump some of the stuff she's worn in the past.
Did I see an album cover yesterday, which is just her in a thong, or was that just for one of the songs that she was releasing?
For one of the songs.
That was one of your nap dreams.
Yeah. No, dude. Did you see the picture?
Uh-uh.
She's been working on that booty.
I'd say she's done a lunge or two.
Yeah, I think she might have. So we're going to have, there is enough for a full Lady Gaga strange outfit gallery up online at theburtshow.com. Click Entertainment Buzz. She had this strange bird-like outfit with a giant wig headdress. And then she had another outfit where she was wearing lingerie and this fake Salvador Dali style mustache. Like, girls going above and beyond. And in case you haven't heard the new Lady Gaga song that she did with R. Kelly, here is Do What You Want. You can have my heart,
best life. I wouldn't trade it in. I get so mad at myself for liking R. Kelly.
Me too.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, man, I can't believe he was hooking up with that little girl. I will never listen to his music ever again. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. And that song would come on. I'm like, he's not
give me
so
that
bad.
Toot, toot.
Give me that toot, toot. Give me that beep, beep. Here is Charles. I asked the question, has there anybody that's broken up over the prenup? And Charles is here. What's up, Charles?
Hey.
Hey.
I've dealt with it for a good bit of time before.
If it helps you sleep at night, you can keep telling yourself.
It made the other girl look more attractive.
And Dina Lohan wasn't drunk. She was distracted by the paparazzi.
That's exactly what
it was. Whatever you work with.
I'll tell you what, Kristen. That whole R. Kelly thing, I will never listen to his music ever again. He's been messing with them little girls. Forget it. That song comes on, I just turn it off.
So baby, give me that. And let me get it.
Wait a second. Let me rethink that. That's my jam! He's not so bad.